It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Summertime weather leads us outdoors for all kinds of activities, including softball. And with us out there in the great outdoors, bugs. They're fascinating creatures, certainly, with important roles to play in the environment. But some sting and some bite and some carry disease or poison. So what can we do to avoid those stings and bites? My guest in this portion of the program is an entomologist, earning his master's and Ph.D. degrees from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Daniel Strickman is the National Program Leader for Veterinary Medical and Urban Entomology for the Agricultural Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He's also co-author with Stephen Francis and Mustafa Daboon of Prevention of Bug Bites, Stings, and Disease. Published by Oxford, the guide is meant to be easy to use and useful around the world. Daniel Strickman, good to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I think if we were to ask people in Illinois what summertime insects cause the most concern and aggravation, the list would include the mosquito. Maybe it would top the list. What can we do to reduce our encounters with mosquitoes?
Well, you've got two kinds of mosquitoes really commonly in Illinois, and one of them is homegrown. People are growing them right in their backyards or near their homes, and the individual can do a lot to keep those from developing in wastewater, crumpled up plastic that may have water in it, saucers under plants, all those kinds of sites that hold water that we usually don't think about. The other kind of mosquito, though, that appears periodically during the summer following rains, flies long distances, and the only way to stop it from developing is with organized mosquito control. And, of course, you have some very good organized mosquito control in Illinois. Once you have the mosquitoes around, though, there are some things you can do. Mm-hmm. You can wear the right clothing, and many of the repellents work very, very well if you just use them.
Yeah. What kind of clothing should we wear?
Well, obviously, if skin is exposed, it's going to be more exposed to the mm-hmm. mosquitoes. Some kinds of cloth resist bites quite well, even light cloth, so lightweight cloth. So things like knitted shirts, sweatpants, the mosquitoes go right through that stuff. On the other hand, nice tight twill fabrics and ripstop weaves tend to stop them.
What advice can you share with us about choosing an effective repellent? There are so many out there.
There are a lot of them out there, and there are four active ingredients that work very, very well. And you can, among those four, which are oil of lemon eucalyptus or PMD, IR3535, picaridin, and then DEET. Of those four, what you need to look at is, first of all, the percentage of the active ingredient on the label. In general, the more of the active ingredient, the longer it's going to last. And they vary quite a bit. You'll have products with just 7% and products with 30, 50, and in the case of DEET, even 100%.
We have two kinds of mosquitoes here in Illinois, but thanks to your book, I've learned that there are 4,000 species of mosquito, and new ones are described every year. Are they found the world over?
Yeah, mosquitoes are everywhere except the Antarctic, and they've adapted to all kinds of different conditions.
How different are the various species?
Oh, some are beautiful little jewels. They have scarlet and green and blue and iridescent colors on them, and these large paddles on their legs, and those occur in the tropics, really quite beautiful insects, all the way to little plain-looking ones that come out of old tires in the most humble circumstances you can imagine.
Kind of like people.
Kind of like people.
Oh, if we're trying to figure out if a particular insect is problematic, it could be a threat to us, how do we begin to identify friend from foe?
You know, that's a really important question because in many parts of the world, mosquitoes are just an annoyance, and they're a significant annoyance. Some people are very susceptible to bites, and they swell up a lot. It's actually a serious matter, just the bite. But fortunately for most of us, a mosquito bite is not a real problem in itself. But if you go in parts of the United States or at certain times, and certainly in parts of the tropical world, you're at risk of getting a disease from the bite of the mosquito. And in some cases, those diseases are commonly fatal. The worst one is one of the forms of malaria, which unfortunately kills a couple of million people a year and infects almost a billion a year.
Yeah. Also, yellow fever is a concern.
Yeah, yellow fever in the so-called good old days was a common source of mortality, to the point that there were towns, you can still see the sites in Texas, that were destroyed by yellow fever. So many people died. But fortunately today, thanks to vaccines and a really good understanding of what mosquitoes to get rid of, yellow fever is a fairly rare occurrence. There have been some rather large outbreaks in Africa in recent years, but even those were well-defined and easy to avoid for a traveler or an outsider.
Yeah. Another insect that we have in this part of the world, this part of the country, that causes us some concern is the tick. The advice I would imagine for avoiding encounters with ticks would include the clothing issue. What else could we do to keep away and check ourselves for ticks?
Well, I think one misconception that people have that confuses them in how to avoid ticks is that they almost never come down from trees. But you have this impression that they do because they come up your feet or legs and then crawl up to your shoulders and they're high up on your body. So once you understand that the vast majority of ticks are coming from the ground or low vegetation onto your feet or lower legs, then you know where to concentrate your efforts to try to prevent them from coming up. So one of the best things you can do is look like a geek and tuck your pants into your socks or your boots, and that forces the tick to walk on the outside of your trousers. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. The other is to put a really good dose of repellent, aerosol obviously is going to be easiest, on your upper part of your shoes, your socks, and your trousers. And then finally, the permethrin-treated clothing, either that you spray the permethrin on or you buy treated, are particularly effective against ticks. If you wear treated trousers, it'll prevent a lot of tick bites.
Okay. You know, we've seen in recent years an explosion in deer populations. Has that led to an increase in tick populations?
It has. There are two of our very common ticks are associated with deer. They're associated in that the adult tick either likes to, or in the case of the deer tick itself, has to feed on deer in order to survive. And the deer tick, unfortunately, is the tick that transmits Lyme disease, so that it's really quite a dangerous tick, and it's extremely abundant in parts of the country. Near you in Wisconsin, there's a lot of Lyme disease. And then, of course, in the northeastern United States, there's an awful lot of Lyme disease.
Yeah. We have mosquito abatement programs. Do we have tick abatement programs?
No. There are very, very few. There's some in New York, and some mosquito abatement programs also treat ticks, try to treat areas where people contact deer a lot, like state parks, that sort of thing. But those programs are few and far between.
Huh, interesting. Well, there we have to leave it. Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Okay, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Daniel Strickman has been my guest. He's one of the authors of Prevention of Bug Bites, Stings, and Disease. It's published by Oxford, and it's meant to be easy to use and useful around the world. All kinds of interesting information in this book, Prevention of Bug Bites, Stings, and Disease.